the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The number one rule is there are no rules.
Y94.
It is 6:36 in the morning, 24 degrees in Fargo-Moorhead. Y94 is the number one hit music station of Fargo-Moorhead that plays all the hits. Today in the Red River Valley, it will be sunny. Later on this afternoon, we'll see a high of around 36 degrees. As we look into the 7 o'clock hour this morning, we will have Hunger Games tickets. We'll have the vent line and Private Y in about an hour on the show. But now it is time to check Craigslist misconnections. A very romantic thing we like to do about once a week, and we have for years now. Now, a nice thing about misconnections on Craigslist is it gives those who might otherwise miss out an opportunity. And let's say you're out at Target and you see somebody shopping for whatever, deodorant, whatever. You know they smell good, so you're interested. Well, you go home, you fire up the laptop, and you say, "You were shopping for Old Spice. Want to marry me?" is the kind of thing that we see posted there. Unfortunately, not everybody frequents Craigslist misconnections like we do. So what we like to do is share these on our airwaves, and then maybe it's about you. And we've just made a love connection happen, or we've advised you never to go back to a certain location because there's somebody stalking you there. Either or. Maggie, what one jumps out at you?
I'm going to go with in separate beds, making eye contact, man for woman. Says Wednesday, laying on separate beds, the entire time you were there, I felt like we were continually making eye contact at BioLife. You were wearing glasses, found you very attractive.
So that translates to you were donating blood and I was staring at you the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same girl with a different guy? Because it's just titled BioLife, Man for Woman, Fargo. You were wearing a pink t-shirt, black pants, gray shoes, hair in a ponytail, spectacular glasses with thin rims, and an eye-catching, no pun intended, aqua design on the sides. Yes, you caught my attention. I was across from you, and my eyes couldn't redirect from your presence. You looked like you were either pressed for time, or maybe you could feel me looking. The latter of that sentence is brutally accurate. I really want to delve deeper and get some form of communication established. Reply to this with what your iPhone case looks like as proof of who you are.
That's two BioLife ones in a row. Either that place is just a hotbed of sexy people giving blood, or there was one hot piece of ass that walked through the door that everybody was staring at, and she should probably reconsider her generosity with her blood. Because there's a lot of people that are creeping on her. I'll grab Heidi, man for woman, age 25. This one kind of short, says, we met at Bucks, Heidi, a couple years ago, and then we finally hooked up. But unfortunately, we were both in relationships. But then I moved away. I doubt you will see this, but if you do tell me where you worked, maybe we could hang out again. You know somebody has hit a really low point in their life when they're going through booty calls, one-night stand, hookup situations from years ago with people that were in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I know this was a couple years ago, but if you're not with your boyfriend,
maybe.
I know it wasn't that serious because you took your pants off for me. Maggie, another.
I'll do Best Buy Gamer Girl, Man for Woman 24 in Fargo. I was checking out some gaming keyboards when you, an employee, stopped by and asked if I needed any help. You mentioned you had been looking at the same keyboards I was and that you were a gamer. You seem cool and I liked that you game. Maybe we could be friends.
You know what? You're a girl. You touch a video game system.
Right.
There's a whole demographic of men that you've done things to. All you have to do is say, PlayStation, and you don't even know what you've done. He's just impregnated his keyboards, what he did. Or rat another.
Let's go with Cassie, man for woman, 27, Fargo. It's highly suspect you'll see this, but if you remember me and want to chat or meet up, reply. Put what game you play in the title so I know it's real. I still love you, even after all these years. I think of you every day. I see you when I close my eyes. I think that I made a grave error in letting things end when they did. For that, I am sorry.
You know, it kind of makes you wonder if that's another gamer girl kind of situation. Tell me what game you play. Again, women, do not touch a video game controller unless you want him to fall madly in love. Be warned. Can you please be an elf in World of Warcraft and I'll be a magician? I don't know. Clearly, I don't know any. Is there magicians?
I don't know.
Maybe. My trick is I pull a rabbit out of a hat. Now, this has been Craigslist Misconnections. However, it's not really done, because as we were perusing these and getting them collected for today, we found that once again, I'm pretty sure there's one for Maggie. We'll get to in just a couple of minutes.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station. Oh, Maggie. Why do you need to be so darn irresistible? It is causing a nuisance in the Playhouse family.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what it is you parading around with your lady charisma, but there's something happening here. Now, about a week and a half ago, there was a Craigslist misconnection posted about Maggie, which we did blog about at Y94.com. If you scroll back a bit, I think it's still on Craigslist. And last night, while we were getting these perused, the Craigslist misconnections, going through them, organizing them so that we could read them on the show today, couldn't help but notice there was one that I'm fairly certain is, again, about you. And I think it might be the person that posted the last one. Now, you've not read it yet.
No, I haven't.
Are you ready?
I think so.
And then, Rat, are we on the same page? Do you think this is for Maggie?
I think possibly, yes.
And do you also think it's probably the guy that wrote the last one?
Yeah.
Now, in the first misconnection about you, he alluded to the fact that he was going to send you some sort of special gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been waiting anxiously for a UPS delivery of maybe like a human finger or something.
Ooh.
Is what I was kind of hoping for. Now, you have not gotten any sort of gift?
No, I have not.
No flowers, nothing has shown up for you?
Nope.
Is there anything that maybe you could have not realized was a gift? Have you anything?
No, I haven't gotten anything, huh?
Well, dang it. Well, you get the gift of yet another misconnection, I think. And it's titled, Waiting on a Woman. Man for a Woman, age 32. That's exactly what I've been doing for you, my sweet Maggie. You looked absolutely stunning this weekend, and it was hard to stay away. I just didn't want to intrude on your work event. One day, my lady, you'll realize that you're with the wrong man. You deserve someone who will watch and protect you as I do.
Oh, God.
I will continue to listen every morning and wait for you until we meet again. Now, there is evidence, I think, in there that alludes to it probably being about you. First of all, there's only so many Maggies.
Right.
Secondly, you looked absolutely stunning this weekend. We did have our purse party on Friday.
We did.
At the Wild Vine at the Hub. It was a work event, which is also a term that he used. But then he also goes on to say that this Maggie is with somebody. You are with Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I will continue to listen every morning and wait for you. There's very limited context.
Yes.
For which that could even make sense. That's got to be about you. And there's something about just the way it kind of reads that makes me think it's probably the guy that posted the one last week. I think so. Your thoughts, Rat?
I think if that person was, in fact, at the Pick Your Purse party, there was a limited amount of dudes there.
There was.
There was like four.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there were some dudes. So now I'm picturing in my brain, like,
which dude was it? Yeah. Did you interact with any of the males there?
I think I talked to a couple of them. But they were with other women, so I didn't really think anything of it. I don't know.
So the ongoing saga of Maggie's somewhat secret, kind of secret, not so secret admirer continues.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be about you, if nothing else.
I would think so, yeah.
I've noticed something, however, because I posted when I blogged this morning, and I posted the link to the original post. The ages aren't the same. And this one, it says man for woman, age 32, and the last one it said man for woman, I think it was 27, 28.
Yeah.
So that makes me wonder then.
Is it the same guy?
Is it the same guy? Is he just hitting numbers, or is it multiple men? Have you considered the fact that there might be multiple men that are after you?
You know, I don't think about that much, no.
Because that would be something.
That would be worse.
I think you should invest in an ADT security system for your house.
I might need to.
Personally. You want to read it and look at it and be creeped out just like Matt. I mean, she's like cowering in the corner of the room.
It's just kind of,
I did copy and paste it into the blogs at Y94.com. Do Jason Derulo, Marry Me in a Couple of Minutes, a senseless survey, Hunger Game tickets as well.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Yeah, I don't think technically this was a sin.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
I mean, there's nothing about it in the Bible.
Y94.